Well, now to Detroit, where the city's public sector retirees have voted to accept cuts to their pension benefits and cost of living increases. The results come after months of court-required voting as part of a sweeping plan to help the city emerge from bankruptcy. Detroit is struggling on many fronts, though. Perhaps its biggest challenge is stabilizing its population. Fewer than 700,000 people now live in the Motor City. That is down from 1.8 million in the middle of the 20th century. Whether to stay or leave Detroit is something that Michigan radio reporter Sarah Hewlett and her family have been grappling with. And right up there on the list of considerations is crime.
There are signs that Detroit is improving things on the crime front. Violent crime is down. 911 response times are getting better. But Detroit's still a dangerous place to live, even compared to other big cities.
My name is Kathy Marshall, and we are in North Rosedale Park, Detroit.
For 19 years, Marshall lived in a great big 1930s Tudor on a grand old boulevard. Every morning, she got up to meet a friend at 5:15, and they'd walk their dogs. That's what they were doing in December when a car pulled up next to them.
A guy jumped out with a very large shotgun, and he pointed it right in between my eyes, just a few inches from my face, and threatened to kill me if I didn't give him my money.
"We don't have any money," Marshall told him. "We're out walking our dogs." That just seemed to make him mad. He started waving the gun around.
And he was threatening to kill the dogs, and he's threatening to kill us. And, you know, it was completely terrifying.
Marshall says she'd never even thought about leaving the city before. She raised her three kids in Detroit, volunteered at just about every community function, coached soccer. But after the ordeal ended, another car pulled up and the guys took off. Marshall walked home and hugged her husband.
And I just said, "Get me out of here. Get me out of Detroit right now."
Marshall put her house on the market that month and moved out of the city on February 1st. So here we are, a few months later.
I want the big sprinkler.
That holdup happened right around the corner from where I live with my husband and our two little girls.
My name is Evelyn. My sister's name is Jane.
Just like Kathy Marshall, we love our neighborhood, and we love living in Detroit. We love the energy and the people, but we are struggling with whether to stay. When it comes to crime, there are two kinds of conversations Detroiters tend to have. There are the ones we have with people who don't understand why anyone would live in Detroit. In those conversations, I probably won't talk about our car that got stolen or the rock that got thrown through our dining room window. And then there are the conversations we have at our kitchen tables with our neighbors and families. In my case, with my husband, Brian.
What's the first thing that goes through your mind when something bad happens, when crime happens close to us?
That I'm crazy for living here with my family. And I wonder, what am I doing? I need to do something about it. I need to move before something happens. Because if I don't, and something happens, I don't know how I could live with that.
Right. When you live in a city, you accept that there will be crime. Whether you feel safe depends a lot on whether you've been robbed or assaulted, or you know someone who has. People stay in Detroit for a lot of reasons. Some people can't leave. Others might feel like we do. We want our girls to grow up with a sense of responsibility to their community. But violent crime has visited our neighborhood with alarming frequency lately. And with every frightening story we hear, it gets harder for us to stay. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.